Oh, okay. I can answer. Okay, I still didn't hear all of the second question, but let me get started with the first. The CPB payment was authorized, and I will see if it's out of the bank by tomorrow. That was a horrendous issue. Because CPB required that it be a certified check, which Bank of America is calling it a cashier's check. That's number one. Number two, it required jumping through a lot of hoops. At the end of that hoop, as late as today, they wanted the motion taking Sam Agarwal off of the account, who I know we have sent them that several times. And that, what, Grace, I don't know what time I sent you that request. It was about four, right before the PMB meeting started. So, but she was hoping that just my saying they were going to take my word, I had to do another one of those DocuSigns, to get that through. So, but the money's been there for days. We've been trying to get it in a certified check for 3 days, but it should be, it should have gone out by the end of today. The second question was,
have the GM given you access to the bank?
Well, the banks have these ridiculous processes, and with COVID-19, I can't just walk in anymore. You know, you have to make appointments and so forth. I have a couple of them. Some of the GMs are, Bertolt, for example, gives me the access to get on and see things in real time on all of the BAI accounts, and I'm still working on KPFA, and that's at the bank problem, and setting up an appointment because they have the most limited hours of any of the banks here. But working on it, and then what was the last question? There was a third question?
The last question was, the EIDL loan, is there any, do you have any thoughts on, or, you know, we've been talking about
how that's going to go. So that, you know, they had already sent us,
How to spend the money.
Again, I'm going to get more clarification on it, but that's the loan that had the least restrictions on it because it's a loan. It's not a grant like PPP is a giveaway. It's $1 million as long as you adhere to their things. On the other one, you're paying interest for 30 years. Low interest, but interest. And so it's like a regular loan where, you know, basically you just say you were affected by COVID-19. Certainly our fundraising is depressed and so on and so forth. And so it's the portal that we're waiting for to see the questions and the documents they request will give us a greater insight, but we haven't had access to that portal yet until they clear up the WBAI thing, and then we'll see. But from the early information we had is that, yes, anything that we were thinking about it would facilitate it, but as I said before, it really doesn't matter. It's all money that we need. So if we are able to take care of the equivalent of what we would otherwise use to pay the loan in debt, in so many other very legitimate nonprofit expenses, then we would have that money free to pay. So it, you know, it almost doesn't matter because you can facilitate that legitimately from everything I have read.
Time's up on the extension, Chair.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome.
Nancy's hand can go down now.
Hey, yeah.
Alex?
Oh, I'm sorry, I was muted. Can somebody make a motion for a 3-minute extension just to finish up the stack? We have two more people on the stack.
So Jan moved, James.
Jan Goodman, second.
Okay, any objection? Okay, Grace and Heather, those are the last two people on the stack, and then we're done. Grace, go ahead.
Okay, I just wanted to say thank you, Lydia, for persisting and for getting us through. I don't know what we would have done without this. So thank you very much for all your work. I know it's been hard. That's all.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Heather,
you're up.
Mine will be, thank you. Mine will be short as well. I might thank you, Lydia, for beginning to pay back the affiliates too. So appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
And so thank you for that.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for raising all this money. Yeah, it's great. Thank you.
Okay.
That's it.
That's
okay,
it.
Great. Thank you.
Let's go to the next item on our agenda, and that's a motion on reauthorizing funding for a full-time position at WBAI. I brought forward the motion, and let me read it. Whereas a recent motion by the Pacifica National Board mandated a hiring freeze and required that any hire, even when replacing a position that had become vacant, be approved by the Pacifica National Board, and whereas the position of development director will be at WBAI, I should have added, will be terminating with the departure of the employee who held that position on June 30th, and whereas the position is absolutely critical for the continued functioning of WBAI, which already is working with a skeleton staff, and whereas this position includes many tasks beyond its title, including keeping track of membership premiums, managing content on a website, training of interns, liaison with other community organizations, and assisting with planning of fund drives, in addition to applying for grants, it is resolved that WBAI is authorized to retain a replacement for the position of development director at the same funding level of the departing staff member. And can I get a second on that? Okay, so let me just explain that. It's kind of self-explanatory. This is not a request for new funding at all. It's simply an employee is leaving this position, and it's an absolutely critical position for WBAI's functioning. And we need, because we had a previous motion on the PNB mandating a hiring freeze, which even applies to replacements of existing positions, I am bringing this before the board so that the funding level for this position be retained and that WBI be able to hire a replacement for the this employee who is leaving. So we have
Ron to the back.
Chris for the stack.
Okay, Ron and then Chris.
And Lawrence, I got my hand raised.
Okay. Ron, Chris, and
okay,
Lawrence.
Okay, just one question. Do you have a candidate for the position under consideration, or will you have to go through the process?
Cannot discuss that in open session. Sorry.
Thank you.
This is Lydia.
There is a candidate that the general manager is considering. Lydia, you want to say something more about that?
Well, yeah, but I wasn't going to say that. I was going to say that. That as in any position, we would have to advertise for the position, and then any accommodation that can be made in order to train the person will also be made. But it'll follow the usual posting of a position, and then following all EEO guidelines, etc. And then the general manager will make the position. But we're not asking for an increase in salary. We're keeping it to where it has been.
Anybody else?
Thank you.
Oh, Chris. Chris was on the stack. Go ahead, Chris.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chair. I wanted to suggest that we refer this motion to the NFC, and I understand the urgency of it. If you want me to motivate that motion, I can do so now. I think that would probably be in order, but it's your committee to chair.
If you wish to refer you make a motion to refer this to the National Finance Committee.
That's what I did. Yes.
I would again explain that, it will be disruptive to the functioning of WBI if you do that.
I understand that. And I, like I say, I can motivate it. I'm aware that it would be disruptive and that isn't one of the pleasing aspects of it. I can assure you. But there is a problem with this motion. So if I can motivate it, I can elucidate.
Go ahead.
Okay. So, first of all, I want to point out that, that although it would delay this past the July 1st deadline that you've, indicated here, it would get a fair hearing in the, NFC, given the fact that James is the current chair of that committee. The problem with this motion is that it needs to be reconciled against a previous motion that, we adopted, I think, 2 weeks ago regarding the need, put station budgets in order that are showing a consistent deficit. And so how this piece of the puzzle fits in with that motion is what needs to be reconciled. I don't have any problem particularly with hiring a development person. In fact, I'm a big development fan. I think development is super important at all the stations. I'm actually disappointed that the development funding at KPFT, for example, has been in steady decline for a while, and I would like to see that change. But at the same time, we do have a mandate from the PNB to put station budgets in order, and this is interfering with it. And I understand that it's just a continuing expense for you guys, but at the same time, it's in the way of balancing that budget. So without some sort of a counter proposal from the general manager of WBAI on how to put that budget back in order again, I'm going to oppose this motion.
Okay.
This is Lydia. Lydia.
James for the stack.
Lydia.
Lawrence to the stack.
Lydia, James, Lawrence. Go ahead.
Yes. Well, as in any budget, and you have to account for reduction where possible. And to make sure that you have that you can at least maintain your level of income, if not increase it, which is the goal at this time. So everything is not always about cutting. It has to contain any kind of a recovery plan has to contain both. And you know, and also like this board probably has to have some kind of a motion where it decides how much, for example, BAI it plans to subsidize. It can do that. It doesn't, that there's nothing to preclude that. It's the will of the board. But what is probably not acceptable is to, you know, continue pretending one way or the other. But if you just say, okay, this board has agreed to subsidize WBAI by such and such amount, then there's like a guideline. And I don't see that happening actually at the NFC. It holds everything in parallel, which is fine because it doesn't have a director from the PNB that's separate from that other than like that motion that was passed and passes from time to time. So I think it is something that we have to grapple with. Again, this is why I had recommended to look at the entire network's finances and then to focus on each station. And what we haven't done is, I mean, the reasons for keeping WBAI alive has always been more than the obviously than the pluses and the minuses of the dollars, obviously, or we wouldn't have kept making allowances over the years. It is the marketplace. It is the value of its license. It is our mission. It is the demographics of New York. Again, it is being in you know one of the major markets versus a smaller market, etc. And so, if that is of significant value to the board of directors, then it needs to create a different paradigm. Otherwise, we're going to have to keep coming down to this. But back to this motion, you will put WBI in a greater deficit by design, setting them up for greater failure. So I don't encourage adding for new staff members to do what one person was doing, although it could warrant that. But nobody had cut staff like BAI did in, 2015? 16, whenever that big cut of staff was, and we saw what the results have not been great about that, but they've managed to kind of get by. You can't bury them by denying them a key member of staff, which is development. And I've got to tell you that even though I have seen, and this is how the debacle happened, because there was a flurry of grants that were being applied for, many of which came through. You know, a Facebook grant for $10,000, this grant from, you know, all these these small grants, and that's how BAI gets by. So I think this position happens to be critical. I don't see the value of it going to the Finance Committee, quite frankly. You can do that. But as Executive Director, and hopefully as the PMB, will vote to fill this position, whether they do it now or after it comes back from Finance. As ED, I think that it would be insane not to allow the General Manager to have this particular position filled immediately.
Thank you, Lydia. James?
Yeah, was this motion seconded? Yes. Because I didn't hear a second.
Yes.
It was? Okay.
Yeah, I seconded it. James seconded it.
Lyndon for the
Thank
chair.
You, Alex. Yeah. I think Lydia just basically said everything that I wanted to say with one exception. But just to reiterate what she said, you know, this one position is not the only way that we can achieve balance in our budget at WBAI. We can make other cuts, but just as Lydia said, this is a critical position. So I hope we won't be crippled by not being able to fill it. Also, I just wanted to ask, there had been some talk. In fact, I spoke to Bertolt about the possibility of replacing this one person with two or three part-time people, which might save us a little money on, benefits and health and whatnot.
James,
and also
James,
might allow us.
James, I don't think that's appropriate for an open session discussion.
I'm not talking about an individual. I'm talking about just in general, having more, you know, a different way of looking at it. So I'll just leave it at that. Is it possible that does this motion allow for that kind of a division of the slot?
Okay, so this is Lydia. May I respond?
Yeah.
Alex, may I respond? Okay, I'll respond. I'll take the silence as a yes. Okay, so the first step is to put out an ad, and then you see what you get in a development director, right? If some development directors are multifaceted and can do it all, I haven't met that person. Most of them are very expert at grants. Grants work really well for WBAI. And they will probably have other talents that can be applied. Things like overseeing your interns are often done by volunteers, including volunteers from your LSB or your CAB, or you can recruit some folks. You guys have been recruiting some young folks that some of the other stations haven't been as successful at. Because working with interns is a specific task, and you have to post at the universities, which I know was being done. And then in terms of the website, I mean, my goodness, that is something that you can really find volunteers for to help out with monitoring and facilitating things with the website. So really, it's going to depend on what you get in your development director. You can't expect to replace the exact same person with the exact same aptitudes of also taking on too much and, you know, maybe having mishaps and whatever. You just don't know. The first step is to advertise for it, and then you develop your other things. But I think that some of those tasks can be complemented by volunteer services. So my suggestion is to advertise for the development director and have wording that can allow for some other tasks if necessary.
Lawrence, you're up.
Yeah. Thank you. So I have a couple of questions. Is this position already budgeted in the WBAI budget?
Yes.
Yes?
Yes, we're not asking for an increase in salary for this. This is already an existing position. It's just a parallel replacement, yes.
I got it. So it's not a new item. So
no.
The only thing that has to be done is advertised. So I would vote against a motion to refer.
Pardon?
I would vote against a motion to refer. I think
we
need to do this. as soon as possible. But I do agree with you, Lydia, that when we take a look at the finances, we need to look at the whole network. And I've been saying that for quite some time, that we need to look at the whole network of finances, including the affiliates. They have to be included in that discussion as well. So, and I don't know why we keep picking on, you know, certain stations that are, you know, struggling, you know, to sustain themselves. So, again, I completely respectfully disagree with referring this to finance.
Chris Corey for the stack.
Lyndon.
Everybody's done.
Lyndon is next on the stack.
Yeah. I would like to say that this is just a complete giving in, giving up what we accomplished 2 weeks ago when we passed a resolution that said the stations had to look at their expenses and their revenues. I think that was a big step. And now here we are, you know, talking about, you know, a position and you need to cut. So this is an easy cut. It's already given to you and you won't even take it. In fiscal year 2018, BAI, according to the last numbers I see, they lost 943,000. Then fiscal year 2019, they lost 704,000. So far, year to date, they're down 263,000. What is it going to take? Do we have a plan from WBAI as we passed 2 weeks ago? Have we heard anything about that? Here's some money that's given to you, and you won't take it. I mean, what is wrong?
Right to the
check. Great to the check.
Okay. Chris is next.
James for the stack, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I just wanted to point out again that I have absolutely
people who haven't spoken before.
You're right, Chris.
I don't mind waiting. That's fine, as long as I get to speak again, because there's some misconceptions about what I'm proposing here. Thank you.
Okay. Grace, then Ron.
Okay, I'd like to say that Lyndon just recited numbers that we had to fix because they were inflated expense numbers for WBAI. This is detrimental to the public relations of Pacifica and of that station. Next, you can't just willy-nilly cut people because there are some positions that are that where the station can be extremely handicapped if certain key functions are not taken care of. So you can't do that, especially at a station like WBAI, which has high overhead, which is not of its own making. They have to pay. They don't have a building like KPFT where they don't have to pay rent. They have to pay rent every month, and their tower rent, their monthly expenses are $23,000 a month. So the staff has to pay their own salaries plus that high overhead every month. It's not up to the National Finance Committee or the National Board to take on the management role of deciding what needs to be cut and what doesn't need to be cut. This is not adding any expense to the station. WBAI will figure out how to make cuts to get more in line so
time.
Their expenses are not exceeding their revenue, but it's not that the NFC and the PNB does not have the authorization to micromanage stations. That's up to Lydia and the general manager.
15 seconds over.
Okay.
Yeah, we're at time for this item.
We're out of time for this item. Okay, let's finish this stack and then we'll take a vote. I have Ron on the stack and Chris, and then I'm going to go last.
And James also asked for the stack.
Oh, I didn't hear you, James. Okay, so I'll put you on after Chris.
Chair, I've got a point of, I think it's personal privilege.
What is your point
of privilege? It's like 4 minutes to 12.
Yeah, we need a motion to extend for, like, I don't know.
No, we've been on this meeting for 5 hours.
I know.
Can we move to have a continuation meeting or something?
No.
I just can't.
We're gonna finish. I'm sorry.
I'll move to extend for 5 minutes. This is Chris.
Okay,
we can get it done in 5 minutes.
Yeah. But, you know, we have a rule to end at midnight?
We do.
Generally speaking?
We have 5 minutes. Let's go.
This is Ron. In the interest of time, I'll withdraw my comments.
Okay. Chris, your turn.
Okay. I'm actually going. I can actually tell that the tide is against me on referring this to the NFC. However, I just want to point out that, you know, and I hear some willingness on the part of Grace, and I think on the part of Alex, and certainly on the part of James as well, to put the budget of the of WBAI and the other troubled stations in order. Incidentally, I don't feel like I'm singling out WBAI ever. It's just that in this particular case, this motion is directed towards that station. So I really felt like I should say something rather than just letting it sail through, because there are problems at that station and at least two other stations, which we've already discussed fulsomely in this committee previously. So I'm going to withdraw my motion to refer so that it will allow a tiny bit more time for Alex to provide support for the motion that he's proposed. But I would ask, please, WBAI and their general manager to get the 10% budget cut proposal back to this committee as is required by the motion that was passed a week or two ago. Thank you.
Okay, actually, Chris, I understand where you're coming from, but you can't withdraw the motion. We have to deal with it. So, James, go ahead.
Okay, I was going to withdraw my comment based on Chris's withdrawing the motion, but I'll just say very briefly that the numbers that Lyndon was citing, the 900,000, the 700,000, are the discredited numbers that we adjusted by a vote of the majority vote of the board, and that NEDA is supposed to be removing from our P&Ls. And Anita, when I asked her about it, said that she would be doing that after the 2018 audit is finished. So even the numbers for the current year are not correct, because the interest for the Empire State, for the loan, is still on WBAI's books. And the board voted to move that to the national office, well, I think we all remember, somewhat traumatic vote, but we did do that. So the numbers are to be adjusted. They're not accurate as they are stated at the moment. Thank you.
Okay. So I'm going to just make one last comment. This motion is not at all in contradiction with the motion we had for the stations that were running deficits to reduce their budget by 10%. You can treat both motions in parallel. This motion is simply to preserve a critical position at WBI. At the same time, WBI will do its part in implementing the National Board motion on reductions. So let's go to a vote now on the motion to refer, and then I hopefully, if that is defeated, we can vote on the motion itself. Do we have Grace, take the roll?
Alex, maybe you want to ask the board if they would accept.
I barely hear you, Grace. Can you speak up?
No, if you call the roll, you're good.
Grace, let's call the roll on the motion to refer.
Okay. On the motion to refer this motion to the finance.
Can't hear you, Grace.
Grace, Aaron votes no. Robin Collier?
I'll abstain.
Okay. Chris Corey?
Abstain.
Okay. Vanessa Dixon Briggs?
No.
Okay. Lyndon Foley?
Yeah.
Okay. Jan Goodman?
Uh, Abstain. No, I'll vote. I'll change that. I'm going to vote no.
Grace, did you hear me? Grace, are you still with us?
Did you hear me?
Grace?
Oh, yes, I'm here.
You hear her, Jeff.
Yeah. I voted no.
Okay, I heard that. Okay, Heather Gray?
No.
All right. Sabrina Jacobs?
No.
Okay. Wally James?
Abstain.
Okay. Dwayne Lark? All right. Ron Pinchback?
No.
Okay. Ralph Pointer?
No.
Okay. Sandra Rowland?
Yes.
Lawrence? Yes. Okay. Lawrence Reyes?
No.
Okay. Sean Rhodes?
No.
Okay. Eileen Rosen?
No.
All right. James Sagerton?
No.
All right. Nancy Sorden?
No.
Okay. Aki Tanaka?
Abstain.
All right. Paulina Vasiliev?
No.
Okay. Tom Voorhees?
No.
All right. Going back, Dwayne Lark? Did you?
No.
Okay. All right, I'll count up. Two yeses. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15 noes. And 1, 2, 3 abstentions. Chair, do you wish to vote?
I'll vote no.
Okay, so the final vote is 15 no, 2 yes,
we're almost, I'm
3
almost
abstentions. The motion to refer fails. Shall we go right to the vote on
No, we're going to go to the vote on the main motion. Is there any objection to the main motion?
I have a question.
What is your question?
So since this is in conflict with the other motion to not hire anybody, even replacements, should we like amend that motion so that it says something like except for, not right now, but except for, you know, critical.
It's not in conflict with the other motion. The other motion said there'll be no hires or replacements unless the Pacifica National Board authorizes it. So we're authorizing it. That's all. I don't have the exact wording in front of me, but no. That's basically what it says.
Right. Right. Yeah, leave it alone.
That's correct.
Yeah. Okay. So are there any objections to this motion?
I object.
Okay, let's go for a vote.
Okay, Grace Aaron votes yes. Robin Collier?
Pass.
Okay, Chris Corey?
Pass.
Pardon me? Speak up, please.
Pass.
Okay. Vanessa Dixon Briggs?
Yes.
Could you hear me?
Okay.
Pass.
I heard. Thank you. Lyndon Foley?
No.
Okay. Jan Goodman?
Abstain.
All right. Heather Gray?
Yes.
Okay. Sabrina Jacobs?
No.
Wally James?
Okay. No.
Wally James?
No.
No? Okay. Dwayne Lark?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, Ron Pinchback?
Yes.
Okay, Ralph Pointer?
Yes.
Oh, all right. Sandra Rowland?
No.
All right. Lawrence Reyes?
Yes.
Okay. Sean Rhodes?
Yes.
Okay, Eileen Rosen?
Yes.
Okay, James Sagerton?
Yes.
All right. Nancy Sorden. Nancy?
Yes.
All right, I'll go on. Okay. Aki Tanaka?
Yes. Yeah, abstain.
Okay. Paulina Basilios?
Yes.
Okay. Tom Voorhees?
Yes.
All right, going back. Chris, Robin Collier?
Abstain.
Okay, Chris Corey?
Abstain.
Okay, so I'll count up now. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 yeses. And we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 5 no's. And we have 1, 2, 3, 4 abstentions. So the vote is 13 yes, 5 no's, 1, 2, 3, 4 abstentions. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Yes.
Okay. So the final vote is 14 yes, 5 no, 4 abstentions. The motion passes.
Okay. Then we're done for this evening. We're at past 12. Do we need a motion to adjourn?
Yeah, good night.
Sean.
Okay. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night, all. Thank you.
Good night. Thank you.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night, everybody.